He knows exactly what you need, and it might make a good last-minute gift idea. We'll be back after top-of-the-hour news, sports, weather, and a couple country songs to talk Packers info. We've got this most of the injury report intact, as well as a couple of pieces of news that aren't especially horrifying, and so we're willing to discuss them. But right now, though, we've got that news, weather, and sports. I don't know why I lost that word. News, weather, and sports every hour, twice an hour, right here on WCQM.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is converting the sentences of 37 people on federal death row to life in prison. The conversion does not include those found guilty of hate-motivated mass shootings, including the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh and the Emmanuel AME church shooting suspect in Charleston, South Carolina. The Boston Marathon bomber also exempt. Court date today for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting and killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson earlier this month. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It's the beginning of a long process for him. The accused insurance executive killer is going to appear in a New York courtroom for a second time today, this time facing state charges that accuse him of acting like a terrorist. The state and federal prosecutions are expected to unfold simultaneously.
More than 100 million Americans are taking to the roads and the skies, and a fast-moving winter storm could be ready to throw travel plans into chaos as we head into holiday week. This is ABC News. A shopping mall reopening today in Central Texas, 2 days after a man plowed a pickup truck into a department store.
No way he did that!
The parking lot of Killeen Mall was filled with shoppers.
Oh my gosh!
When a pickup truck being pursued by police smashed through the doors of JCPenney.
And this was reality.
Jennifer Muniz was inside the mall.
Things you see truly in a movie was actually really happening in front of us.
John Darrell Schultz drove about 100 yards into the store, running over five people before a state trooper fatally shot the 53-year-old. The people he hit are expected to recover. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Magdeburg, Germany today, mourners are laying flowers near the scene of the deadly Christmas market attack on Friday. Authorities searching for a motive as they investigate. The suspect, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who came to Germany in 2006, he was arrested at the scene after police say driving a black BMW into holiday shoppers, killing five and injuring hundreds of others. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The Monaca Winter Park is hosting their Santa Sprints 2K Family Fun Ski. They invite you out to gather your friends and family for this fun festive event and deck yourselves out in Christmas-related costumes and join them for an untimed, easy 2K Family Fun Ski around the amply named Sleigh Ride Ski Trail. You can dig out your Santa suits or dresses for Frosty the Snowman, Buddy the Elf, or the Grinch. Be as creative as you like. You can also be as competitive, or not, as you want. The first male and female back will get a prize, but everyone who finishes will receive a treat as well. Goodie bags to all, and to all a good night. This event is free, and the focus is all about family fun. Once again, this is happening Friday at 1 p.m. on 7543 Squirrel Hill Road in Minocqua. This year, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah are celebrated in the same week. Lisa Hale takes a closer look at Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It's an African-American and Pan-African celebration created in 1966. Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the Director of African-American Studies at UW Oshkosh.
It's a celebration of family, a celebration of community and culture, and is rooted in raising up and bringing forth the ancient African model of cultivating, harvest, and sharing good in the world. It's really about sharing good in the world.
According to official KwanzaaWebsite.org, participants celebrate Kwanzaa with feasts, music, dance, and stories. They also honor the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a DEXIS full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Diane Marie Smart, age 74, of Glidden, died peacefully on Saturday, December 14th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her husband, Gene Smart, of Glidden, by her son, Dennis Smart, of Kenosha, and by her siblings, Jerry Polzinski, of Kenosha, by Joanne Lazou of Santan Valley, Arizona, and by Danny Polzinski of Iron County, and survived also by other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Marie Smart, age 74, of Glidden. Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, age 72, of Park Falls, died on Monday, December 16th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her four children, Julie Kloss of River Falls, by Luciano Agnello of Waterford, by Melissa Reynolds of Milwaukee, and by Sally Pagel of Park Falls. Further survived by 14 grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, by two sisters, by Roberta Burton, and by Patricia Aspel, and by one brother, Ronald Reynolds, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial service will be held at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, December 28th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, age 72, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendra could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26. 98Q
Country. All right, we've got Brooks and Dunn coming up next here on 98Q Country with My Maria. We'll take a look at sports and news in about 15.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Maria, Maria, love you, girl. Oh, Maria, 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 love you, girl. Maria, I love you. My Maria, there was some blue and sorrow times. Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle word for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady.
Just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walk-in led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. So long, my friend, until we the sunset disappear and drink a beer. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
The gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
See my family.
Love and joy.
Getting together with the family.
And lots of glitter.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got upside. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Open sleigh.
by King George. George Strait himself here on 98Q Country. That was Jingle Bells, this Christmas song brought to you here on WCQM by Warga Auto and Truck Center. I know the snow may not be flying right now, but it will be soon. And if you find yourself in need of a tow, that's where I go. Warga Auto and Truck Center. Great service, great options. While your service is being addressed, check out Warga in Phillips right on Highway 13. We're taking a look at what today is all about. It's a question I normally ask and answer on my afternoon show. I will be doing so again later today and maybe giving some different answers. But basically, every single day has attached to it all kinds of holidays is kind of the word that I think a lot of us would use. But there's celebrations, dedications, like it was Jell-O Day the other day. And those ones I basically avoid because Jell-O did not pay me to advertise. And so I'm not going to advertise for them. So I both leave out the branded ones. Like there was even Band-Aid Day. Like what? No, I'm not going to create a need for a Band-Aid. Anyway, I ignore those weird ones. I also ignore the heavy ones. There's a lot of Independence Days. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of anniversaries of things happened where a lot of people passed. So we leave off most of those, although I will highlight them out of respect where appropriate. And I break every one of those rules I just listed if it's a holiday that celebrates veterans or active duty service members. But it's Christmas season, and there really weren't that many serious ones today. So I've brought you some of the fun ones like Christmas Movie Marathon Day. That one I don't think needs any explaining or defending. I think a lot of us probably had Christmas movie marathons this past weekend, or perhaps planning it this coming weekend, or maybe this middle of the week weekend thing that some of us get with Christmas on Wednesday. But Hallmark is celebrating because today is Christmas movie marathon day. Boy, do they have the formula down for weird movies. Some good, most not, but all really weird. It's Pfeffernuss Day. Hopefully you've got the formula for some good Pfeffernuss. They're, for most of us, they're the small, not necessarily gorgeous cookie, just a kind of a pile of dough that was baked and then dipped in powdered sugar so you get those really white powdery looks to them. And then you've got a strong spiced flavor. Pfeffer, of course, means pepper in German, pepper being one of the constituent flavors alongside cardamom, cinnamon, and cloves, which actually cardamom, cinnamon, cloves, and pepper. Doesn't that make chai? Aren't these basically chai cookies? I've got to Google things. We'll talk about cookie recipes in a little while. Finally, today is Festivus, the Seinfeld holiday for us all. The origins of a lot of the holidays around this season, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, they all come from a place. They all come from an origin, be they religious or national. In the case of Kwanzaa, has kind of a unique one. Hanukkah, of course, a little bit of both, all tied in. But fact is, most of these holidays involve or used to involve a certain group of people. Now, I have no doubt that those of us who celebrate those holidays would gladly welcome just about anybody who wants to celebrate them in good faith. But that doesn't mean that all these people who we welcome would know that. You know, it's one of those things where they look, picture the person walking up to the church on a snowy Christmas Eve and feeling like they don't belong there. What are they going to do? Walk in and ask, hey, can I be part of this? They're going to get a yes. Of course they're going to get a yes. Can you imagine a Christmas Eve mass turning someone away? I mean, sure, there's some out there scenarios, but the fact that we would welcome them in doesn't mean these people know that. So if the idea of feeling left out on Christmas just sounds ridiculous to you, or you just don't quite get it, I'm with you. I've never felt left out on Christmas. But I think it's super, super important for us to even for just 3 whole seconds in the Christmas season, admit to ourselves that we're really lucky to be confused over the idea of feeling left out on Christmas, because that's a sign that we've been included every time or we've never felt left out. And those aren't always the same thing. Now, that said, Festivus, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, maybe you don't feel like you perfectly belong. And if you do, fantastic. But if you don't, there's Festivus for the rest of us. Break out the aluminum pole, whip up a meatloaf, and air your grievances. I haven't watched a lot of Seinfeld. I've gotten the impression that I would enjoy a lot of it, but it's kind of like The Office. I feel like I'd have to, or like, forgive me for a lot of you out there, I feel like it would be like watching baseball. You put up with a lot of the parts of it in order to get to the good parts. By the way, one of these times you're going to do that, you are not going to be happy with how I react before I realize what you're doing and who you are. Austin just came in and pushed the brim of my hat down. One of these times he's going to be reacted to as though he should be. But no, we're just talking about Festivus. Do you know about Festivus?
Nope.
So you've got Christmas, you've got Hanukkah, you've got Kwanzaa, and you've got Festivus for the rest of us. It was a it is a holiday that got a bit of a cult following after it showed up on a particular episode of Seinfeld known as The Strike. And just like I was saying, Seinfeld hasn't been for me. I get the impression that there's parts that I would laugh at, like and I likened it to The Office or to baseball, actually watching baseball. It's like there's some really good entertaining parts, but there's a lot in between those parts.
It's muddling through the rest.
Right, exactly. Hey, if you enjoy the downtime of baseball, neat. I don't. I'd love to watch Grand Slams after Grand Slams, but yeah, that would be boring too. You get my drift. It's not every sport and every enjoyment is for everybody. For the rest of us, there's Festivus, which was invented for the show Seinfeld, and it was, I believe, George Costanza's dad celebrated it. I did a little bit of digging, and the writer who included Festivus in the Seinfeld episode actually found a similar holiday in a book that he was reading, doing research about, like, cults and really small town religions like one county religions, I've heard them called. And while he was researching these people, he found a holiday similar to Festivus, so he wrote it into the show, and he picked December 23rd because A, it was close to Christmas, and B, it was the anniversary of his first date with his wife.
Oh.
So that's why Festivus is on December 23rd, because the guy who pulled it from some obscure cult book happened to have been on a date with his wife on December 23rd. From that, and because of apparently the saying is attributed, a lot of the success of the holiday is attributed to the saying, Festivus for the rest of us, which I think is awesome. That's what I mentioned. If you've never felt left out on Christmas, I haven't. I don't think I have. I mean, I felt left out of the white elephant gift exchange when I wound up getting the Skippo cards, but like, I never actually felt left out of Christmas. So if you have, do you hang a pole? What do you do with a pole? Do you construct?
Do you decide to take out your frustrations and stand in the yard and try to plant it in the ground?
Oh, what's the verb for plant? Do you plant a flagpole? Do you plant it? What's the verb for putting a flagpole in the ground? Plant it?
I think it would be plant. Like, yeah, you plant a flag.
Right, but so, do you plant a flagpole? Will you drive a fence post?
True, so would you drive? Well,
do you drive the... What verb applies to a Festivus pole and what you do with it? Because that's how you celebrate. You don't have a tree, you have an aluminum pole. So basically you just take your flag off your flagpole and there's your Festivus pole. But
I've got to think about this one.
You plant a flag. I agree. And I concur that there may be an argument for, hey, that means you plant a flag pole.
A lot of the times with the flagpoles you have a base of concrete and you have to set that.
If I told you that I was going to set this pole,
you would assume, yeah, it means just you're laying on the ground. You're just setting it down.
Right, exactly. And because of that, my brain wants more words. You know, set, so, what do you mean setting it?
Yeah,
like you're setting a dial on it, like you turn it to 350 and preheat it? Like,
preheating your flagpole, you screwed up your wiring
somewhere.
What are we
setting on it? See, what's the verb for a pole? Like, what you do with a pole?
Somebody bail us out here.
You drive a fence post, you plant a flag, but what if you've got the pole without the flag, you're putting it in the ground, you don't bury it, because that
implies it's gone.
Someone's out there laughing at us because they know the word and it's really obvious. You can feel free to give us a call and let us know. 715-762-3221.
Bail us out here, please.
That's part of what today is all about. We've got bottom of the hour news, sports, and weather that we have to respect and get to. We'll update you with what we find. I've got some news bites for you later, but we've got news for you right now anyway, so we'll focus on that. And later indeed, we will talk about movies upcoming this week, the Christmas week, a major movie release week, and a weirdly good week for horror movies out there. Some really good reviews. We'll go over those after a bit. Right now, though, bottom of the hour news, weather, and sports, twice an hour, every hour during the morning show here on WCQM.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is converting the sentences of 37 people on federal death row to life in prison. The conversion does not include those found guilty of hate-motivated mass shootings, including the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh and the Emmanuel AME church shooting suspect in Charleston, South Carolina. The Boston Marathon bomber also exempt. Court date today for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting and killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson earlier this month. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It's the beginning of a long process for him. The accused insurance executive killer is going to appear in a New York courtroom for a second time today, this time facing state charges that accuse him of acting like a terrorist. The state and federal prosecutions are expected to unfold simultaneously.
More than 100 million Americans are taking to the roads and the skies, and a fast-moving winter storm could be ready to throw travel plans into chaos as we head into holiday week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., the North Lakeland Discovery Center invites you out to enjoy an evening snowshoeing on the Discovery Center's 1-mile snowshoe trail with beautifully lit luminaries paving the way. You can bring your own snowshoes or borrow theirs for $5 a pair. Limited quantities are available. And join them for hot chocolate, s'mores, and a bonfire following your hike. This is $7 for non-members and $5 for members. They ask that you please register by the 27th, and to register, call 715-543-2085. That's 715-543-2085. Once again, that's happening Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., at 14006 Discovery Lane in Manitowish Waters. Wisconsin has lots of history to learn about. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're looking for something unique to give, how about the history of Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie.
Maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. History buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state in addition to other benefits. They provide an option on their website to directly gift a membership.
You can buy an annual subscription on the Wisconsin Historical Society website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendra can kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a Dexus full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more.
more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
All right, after that check of the weather, we've got more country music coming for you here on 98Q Country. And then in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be taking a look at what movies are coming up this week. It's a fantastic week in the box office, and there's some really good horror options that I know I personally wouldn't quite expect. First, though, I've got three great songs in a row for you. We're going to fire off Redneck Woman from Gretchen Wilson here first, and we'll have a country song brought to you here from Northwoods Community Credit Union a couple after that. Taking a look at movies in about 10 minutes here on 98Q Country.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I said hell.
Country. Country.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like the thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, it's living on the edge. You holding me, holding you, it's a hell of a view. I paint with my old Gibson, you paint your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby, let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue,
into the blue.
This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off a ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, let's live.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place that I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, this I promise you. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. If only in my dreams.
Brett Eldridge here on 98Q Country. That was I'll Be Home for Christmas. That Christmas song brought to you here on 98Q by Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving the Northwoods since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland. We're taking a look at the box office. I've got a few upcoming movies that may be just right for your Christmas schedule needs. I know there's been a couple Christmases where we all kind of look around and it's like, wait a minute, we've got some spare time here. And I know it's kind of tough because I hate going anywhere. You know, you go. I love seeing people go into, like, I mean, in town it would be Super One here, but I'm sure all the Super One employees and all of the, you know, every Walmart ever, you get those people who come in on Christmas Day. It's like, man, I can't believe you guys are open on Christmas Day. And there they are, standing there in the store, looking at you, wondering why you're there. It's like, I'm here because you're here. So, like, I always kind of hold off. It's like, I don't want to go anywhere. I try to plan. I don't want to burden these people who shouldn't really have to be there on Christmas. But I'll tell you what, the movie theater, that kind of tracks, because oftentimes the vibe of the people who are in there on the holidays is that they don't care about the holiday. You know, you can wager that most people would probably care about Christmas, but that 16-year-old who doesn't even raise their eyebrows when you walk into the movie theater, that was me, by the way. I did not care about Christmas. I cared about the $75 I was going to make that day.
Pretty much. That's the kind of thing where you could walk past them with a Santa hat, they wouldn't even mention it.
So that said, let's take a quick peek at the top five movies from this past weekend. Of course, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the pack with almost double the second, $62 million last weekend for the third installment from the Sonic the Hedgehog movie franchise. At $35 million in second place was Mufasa, The Lion King. Then we had Wicked, Moana 2, and Homestead. Let's see. Wicked dropped from second to third. Moana 2 fell from first to fourth. And the post-apocalyptic drama Homestead opened in fifth with $6 million on its opening weekend. I frankly have no idea what Homestead is about. I'm not familiar.
Never heard of it.
But I did want to take a peek at upcoming movies this week, like I said, to help you plan. One of the main ones, the main one that I'm excited for and I hope to see, is a new version of Nosferatu. Are you familiar with Nosferatu?
I'm not.
Nosferatu is one of... Now, you'll have to forgive me because I'm going to get the history wrong here, but there are versions of Nosferatu that I think are among the earliest films. Mm. It's one of the first, like, dramatized stories, I think, that was put on film. But Nosferatu is the story of a vampire. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, Dracula, the story of Dracula, as I understand it, has been kind of pulled from Nosferatu and similar vampire tales. The idea being a haunted young woman and the terrifying vampire who's infatuated with her, and basically, like, it sounds like a comedy when I say this, but the vampire basically means well but terrifies people. It's like Frankenstein. Frankenstein's monster, I should say, not Frankenstein, because that's the doctor. Frankenstein's monster wants to be a part of society and terrifies people who have a stigmatized view of him just because he's different. And I think Nosferatu is a little bit similar, but with more true horror. You know, there's less bumbling misunderstandings that lead to people. You know, he wants to drink your blood. Like, Frankenstein's monster just wanted to be in the church on Christmas Eve, you know?
He didn't quite understand why he couldn't be there.
There's actually people Nosferatu wants to hurt, so it doesn't quite go as well. But I'll tell you what, the cast of this one, Lily Rose Depp stars the main character, the young woman haunted, but I think it's Willem Dafoe who's playing Nosferatu.
Ooh.
I'm not sure of that, though. Willem is in the movie, but regardless, the other cast members include Nicholas Holt, Bill Skarsgård, and Aaron Taylor Johnson. Now, Aaron Taylor Johnson just recently stepping into his leading man era, but he, I'm going to guess, is the romantic interest who defends Lily Rose Depp. I mean, he's the perfect handsome guy to defend against the vampire. But I'll tell you what, between those remaining three names, Nicholas Holt, Willem Dafoe, and Bill Skarsgård,
That's an all-star cast right there.
Oh, and any one of them would make a fantastic vampire. Mm-hmm. Willem Dafoe would be a terrifying one, Bill Skarsgård would be a creepy one, and Nicholas Holt would be a tragic one because he's a really good, normal guy. I think of him, I believe he played a version of the Beast for X-Men and added some tragedy to that too. Moving on, though, to other titles coming out this week, A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan something of a biopic, Timothée Chalamet, stars against the backdrop of a vibrant music scene and tumultuous cultural upheaval. And an enigmatic 19-year-old from Minnesota arrives with his guitar and revolutionary talent. The way the critics are saying it's enjoyable, but not necessarily a deep cut look at Bob Dylan the way some people might want. As they put it, it doesn't get under his skin, but may make you feel like you've spent some time in his company. Mm. So, I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Stack that description against other biopics that I've watched. Well, that's infinitely more enjoyable because there's some really ugly, boring ones out there. And that's real life. That's just how life works. Next one up, Baby Girl, mystery thriller. This one's on my skip bit list for the weekend. Nicole Kidman stars as a high-powered CEO who puts her career and family on the line when she begins a torrid affair with her much younger intern. The younger intern, played by Harris Dickinson, who has been stepping into some lead roles lately and looks to be really coming into his own as a potential leading. Like, he's kind of finding his way in Hollywood, of course. Nicole Kidman's been around for a long time. Antonio Banderas stars as Kidman's husband. But I looked at a few descriptions of this one. Mixed reviews from critics at about the 50 to 60% score rating. But I saw it described as an erotic thriller, and I thought, hey, nope.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
So, next one, The Fire Inside. This one, I think, is a sleeper pick. Inspirational true story of Clarissa Shields, arguably the greatest female boxer of all time. This movie will help make the case for that. High school junior from Flint, Michigan, aided by her tough love coach, pushes past all limitations to become the first American woman to win an Olympic gold medal in boxing. If you recognize the name, that's probably where from. Where was it? Oh, yeah. Here's the description from Rotten Tomatoes. Equal measures inspiring and enraging, the typical sports drama. I thought, wow, that's... Talk about damning with faint praise. Typical sports drama.
To be fair, that's just Rotten Tomatoes.
Yet again, though, I stand by it. If you can call this thing predictable and the worst thing you can call it is predictable, then it's in the better half of movies.
True. Have you seen some ones that have been coming out? Not naming names.
No. No, I haven't. I haven't been watching a lot of box office this weekend because I've been too broke for movie tickets, man.
But, yeah, same.
Hopefully that's going to change soon, and hopefully you have been helped in your planning for the holiday week here. We're going to dive into a quick word from sponsors. The people who make the show possible here at 98Q Country. That'll carry us into top of the hour news, sports, and weather at 8 o'clock. Greg Gunderson here covering for Joel this morning. He'll be back in here tomorrow morning for a Christmas Eve edition. I'll be here again this afternoon before Packers football at 7, pregame coverage at 5. Shoot, we're only halfway through with the day, Austin. We've got plenty to do and relax about here on 98Q Country. A lot of country classics.
I might just take a nap.
Hits, classics, Christmas music, all kinds of good stuff. Top of the hour, new sports and weather coming up at 8 here on WCQM.
98Q Country.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Attention holiday travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., they are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus, live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this Christmas season.
This holiday season, don't just wrap up presents, unwrap your financial potential with Forward Investment Services. Whether you're planning for retirement or a dream vacation or next year's big goals, Forward Investments is here to help make your future decisions as bright as your holiday lights. Call today and let Forward put you on a path to give yourself the gift of financial security, because the best gifts and investments are the ones that keep giving.
Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
The holidays come but once a year, and Masterforce is here to spread some cheer with drivers and drills and blades and bits. From sanders and saws to power tool kits, Menards has the value and savings, of course. Shop tools and accessories from Masterforce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about gift cards. Hurry now for deals on Masterforce. Available at Menards, the best tool source.
Are you having the holiday horrors, trying to figure out the perfect gift for everyone on your list? So many people, so few ideas. It's terrifying. But guess what? I have the perfect gift you can give everyone. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. That's right, hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. They're the perfect gift for a mother, for a father, grandma, grandpa, for the kids, for a friend, for a coworker, and for your boss who you're hoping gives you that big holiday bonus. For everybody. Because Skechers Slip-ins don't cost a ton of money. They last a long time, and people will appreciate them forever. Every time they slip you a gift on, they will smile. And why are they smiling? Because with Skechers Slip-ins, they'll never have to touch their shoes again. Just step into them and they're on. With no bending down, no retying the laces, and you are good to go. And they're so easy to give. No more wandering the store, no more scrolling online wondering what to get people. Give the newest thing, the most convenient change in footwear that's ever been. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Find Skechers Slip-ins for the holidays at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
98Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, pour in your heart with some good. It's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. Guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Hole in your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang.
it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will be in a New York courtroom later today. A man is in custody in New York for allegedly setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She did not survive. Three teenagers who saw the crime being reported on TV called in to report the suspect, who was later arrested. 100 million Americans traveling this holiday week, most of them on the road.